Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gretch from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Kristen Kruk of the I Tried It Podcast. Kristen, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, Gresh. Happy to be here.
No problem. Super excited to have you on and happy to have you on. What I wanted to do is just read a little bit more about Kristen so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Kristen is the host of the I Tried It podcast. As someone who has always dabbled in health, wellness, beauty, lifestyle, and spirituality, she wanted a platform to inspire others to try something new so we can all live our most optimal lives. Listeners can expect honest stories and first-time experiences from Kristen and her podcast guests. Kristen is based in Chicago, but interviews folks all across the United States and even some international guests as well. Kristen, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
I am.
Awesome, awesome. Let's do it. So I wanted to kick everything off with what I call your CEO story and hear a little bit more about what got you started with your podcast and everything you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much again, Gresh, for having me on. And hello to the IMCO listeners. As Gresh mentioned, my name is Kristen, and I am the host and creator of the I Tried It podcast. Before I got to where I am today, I think what speaks to me at my core is my creative side. I've never shied away from art projects in school and always loved being thoughtful in details when it came to planning, you know, small parties with friends. So that's always just been like a huge part of my life. And my adult life, it just became increasingly important for me to have some creative outlet, especially with a 9-to-5 corporate job. So over the past few years, I've tried all different things like screen printing, screen printing at art studios. I did improv lessons at Second City. I failed hard at voice lessons, and I've just done some like basic graphic design classes at the Art Institute of Chicago. So while I've been experimenting with my creativity, I've just had an interest in all the things that could help me live a better life. And I love telling my friends all about those stories. So after learning about the world of podcasting, I thought, what better way to bridge my creativity and my interests with podcasting? So I get to try something new that may be a part of my lifestyle, and I get to create content to be shared with the listeners. And it's just been really fulfilling to get the best of both worlds. And that's kind of my story behind starting the I Tried It podcast.
Nice. I definitely appreciate that. I think as a creative too, it's kind of awesome to have all these kind of technological, things that we can use, platforms, and especially like podcasting, and being able to kind of explore different concepts, different ideas, try different things. And I think, you know, I love the name of your podcast and everything you're doing, because I think to me, it's always exciting to get to try different things and get to try to do everything. So I appreciate you for not only having the podcast, but also embodying everything about it as well.
Thank you.
Nice. So I wanted to hear a little bit more. I know I touched on it a little bit when I read your bio. Could you tell us a little bit more on what you're doing with your podcast and where you expect to see it go?
Right. So in your intro of myself and the podcast, you really just covered it with it, exploring all different topics, because there's so many ways that we can better our lives. And that could just be in health and anything wellness, but also how you go about your day-to-day life and through spirituality, whatever that means for you. And there's just so many different topics to explore in those different areas. And it's really important for me to have really honest conversations with guests. And the guests can range from experts and professionals and coaches to my own friends and family. And I really wanted to have a full spectrum of perspectives in these topics because, you know, experts and professionals, they can speak to some of these topics at a really high level. But I think it's also really cool just to talk with my own friends, and we can really give our honest review of something that we've tried. And I think that the listeners can benefit from hearing, you know, those first time stories and know what they may get into if they want to try something as well. So in each episode, I just want my listeners to feel inspired to try something new in order to live a more optimal life. And I'm not saying to try everything, but, you know, if I can just get one listener to get inspired by one little nugget of each episode, that would just make me really happy. And I'm just happy in general to share so many different interesting topics as well.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I sometimes feel, and I don't know, you can definitely let me know if you found this, you know, with your listeners and everything that you've been creating, that sometimes there's a fear, or I guess you just kind of get into the, I don't know if I want to call it a rut, but you just get used to doing things on a regular everyday basis. You have your same things that you're doing, that it's always great to kind of hear. It's always great to try to explore different things, but sometimes there's like a fear that can be associated with that. So to actually listen to the podcast, to hear people that are doing that as well too, I think it does create that kind of energy or momentum to inspire somebody to do that.
Yes, I think that you hit something really important that I've been trying to embody recently, which is kind of breaking out of that day-to-day routine. I personally like a little bit of structure and some routine. It's just how I function best. But after talking to some intuitive eating coaches, mm-hmm. it made me question, like, why do I wait until noon to like eat lunch? Like, why can't I just acknowledge when I'm actually hungry and can eat? And that's just something new that talking to these coaches inspired me to do, is kind of take a look at my eating schedule, which really shouldn't have a schedule. And that's just one of the that I've covered in my show, which has really opened my own eyes, and I'm trying to bring into my lifestyle from having those conversations.
Yeah, I appreciate you for sharing that, because it's funny, because we have a lot of things that we do on a regular basis, and I guess we just kind of learn them somewhere down the line, like you should eat around 12. Maybe it's because we did that around school. I don't know exactly where that comes from, but we start to have those habits that we're doing, you know, for the rest of our lives, and you never really question that, or you never really try anything new. So, you know, that's why I definitely, you know, love that you're doing that in so many different categories, so to speak, because I think sometimes we don't realize that there may be a better time for us to eat for our own health or for our own wellness or just happiness. And sometimes we just don't explore that.
Yeah, exactly. Like we learn all these things that we quote should do. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important just to take a moment and question, well, why am I doing this? Are these things even serving me anymore? And even some of these quote like health wellness things that I have been doing, sometimes they don't work for me anymore, and that's okay. Some things that like we're supposed to evolve and change, and that's just something that I really want the listeners to know, is like that's okay. Like we're not supposed to be the same people. So I think it's just really you know, amazing to like learn all the possibilities of what's out there. And you can just try something once, and if it's not serving you, that's fine. Just, we can all move on. And yeah, I think it's just really important to focus on what really serves you and makes you feel alive every day.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if we have that filter that we can kind of measure everything through, then we begin to get that permission to do that, to try something and see if it works for us or if it doesn't work for us. And it's okay if it doesn't, because everything won't work for us, because we're all kind of unique and we all have our own experiences and stories. So I appreciate you for definitely, you know, touching on that. So I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. Mm-hmm. And you might have already touched on this, but this could be for you or your podcast. But what do you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique?
Right. Yeah. Gosh. I think that you when you mentioned that, I may have already covered it. And mm-hmm. I think that I have too, that I think my secret sauce is that, you know, throughout my podcast journey, I've interviewed all different people, from my childhood friends and family, experts in an industry that I've just met through networking. And I think that's something that I've always believed in. It was just confirmed over and over again throughout this process, is that everyone, no matter where they are in their life, they have their own story to share. Mm-hmm. And one story, some listener, including myself, can be inspired to try something new. And I mentioned this, and I'll say it again, I know that in each episode, not everyone will walk away with a desire to, like, let's say, get a human design reading or train for a marathon. Mm-hmm. But when my guests have shared their personal stories and journeys of what motivates them and what gets them excited the first thing in the morning, I think that those stories alone are just as inspiring as whatever topic we're talking about on the podcast. So it just really gives me such pleasure to not only shine a light on all these unique topics that are out there in health, wellness, beauty, lifestyle, and spirituality, but to also give my guests a platform and a space, no matter who they are.
Nice. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So this could be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
I think what keeps me super organized is using all the Google products that I can. Gresh, as you may know from running your own podcast, there are so many moving parts, so many different activities to help make it successful.
Definitely make perfect sense. So you might have already touched on this as well, but I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. So this is like a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really glad that you're asking this question, because I would have loved to tell myself this years ago when I really first started thinking about putting something out there like a podcast. And what I would tell myself is just do it. Don't ask for permission from your inner circle, because while some people may encourage you to pursue your passion, some people may give you excuses not to start something like, well, how are you going to make money? What if it fails? Why would you do something like that? There's already enough podcasts out there. This isn't like you. And hearing all of those excuses can be really debilitating from getting started. And I think for me, what really works is just diving in, even though I may not have all the information. But if I feel called to something, I just want to learn along the way. And I like to say, I like to build the plane as I'm flying it, because I'm committed and I want to make it work, and I know I'll give it all I have. So just not having all those negative outside voices just can really propel me to get to where I need to go on my own. And then when I'm ready, I can circle back and tell my inner circle, like, hey, this is what I have going on. And then you'll be surprised to find that people are more supportive than, you know, trying to stop you from getting started. So just to sum that all up, I'd rather fail and say that I tried it on brand with the podcast than to look back and regret not giving it a shot at all.
Absolutely. That's definitely powerful. And then as far as you said, like definitely kind of your inner circle, I truly feel like when you do try things, when you do, you know, go after things, I think you give that energy. And like we talked about before, that motivation to others. So a lot of times if they are saying or coming up with those excuses and saying, oh, don't do this because this can happen, or don't do this, it's not the best time, I think a lot of times when you do that, you motivate people to do that as well too. And sometimes they want to do just like you, and they kind of get motivated by the fact that you're going out there and trying things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. So now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Kristen, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Being a CEO to me means truly knowing your purpose and mission of why you're doing whatever you're doing. And it also means being responsible for carrying out that mission and purpose out as your North Star and using that as a lens to whatever business decision you have to make. So just speaking for myself, I had no idea how many decisions I could be making with my podcast creation. It's been so much fun to have all this creative freedom, especially since I'm running the podcast on my own. But without having that North Star of, you know, why I'm doing this and what's the core of the podcast, I think I would have been really drowning in all of the shiny objects and distractions of what I could be doing and what others are doing, and get really overwhelmed. So just keeping to that mission and purpose has really helped me stay aligned and focused, especially in my workflow.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I love that you brought that up, kind of going back to your passion. I mean, your purpose and your why of why you're doing everything is kind of that filter to put everything through. And I think, you know, anytime, you know, we do have the opportunity to kind of walk in our purpose and execute on our why, I think it's something that's super exciting. And I appreciate you for doing that, and also for, you know, capturing and talking with so many people that are doing it as well.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcoming. And Kristen, I appreciate your time even more. So what I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how best they can get hold of you, subscribe to your podcast, and hear about all the awesome things you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much, Grosh. And to your listeners, thank you for listening to this. I encourage you to tune into the podcast if you are interested in anything health, wellness, lifestyle, or spirituality. There's all different topics that, you know, might motivate you to live a more optimal life. And if you don't try anything new out of it, I just hope that you enjoy the conversations. They're really honest and they're just fun. So you can find the I Tried It podcast everywhere where you listen to podcasts, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, etc. And if you just want some fun, inspirational content in your Instagram feed, follow me at I Tried It Podcast. And if you just want to learn a little bit more in general, you can check out itriedipodcast.com.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much again, Kristen. And we will make sure to have those links in the show notes. And thank you again for, you know, taking some time out and reminding us of why we should always definitely try stuff and not be afraid to do it. And getting the opportunity to hear your podcast and all the people you're interviewing that are doing some really awesome things. So again, I appreciate your time and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.